Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Baptismal Regeneration Makes Water a Co-Savior. Definition: Baptismal regeneration is the belief that baptism is necessary for salvation, or more precisely, the regeneration does not occur until a person is water baptized. This is a quote from gotquestions.org. Wikipedia says, quote, baptismal regeneration is the name given to doctrines held by major Christian denominations, which maintain that salvation is intimately linked to the act of baptism, and that salvation is impossible apart from it. End of quote. John Phillips says, no doctrine has been more instrumental in persuading lost people that they are really saved than the doctrine of baptismal regeneration. Here, Rome has taken the lead, but many Protestant churches have also followed that lead, using covenant theology as their justification for doing so. End of quote. Ecumenism has greatly affected the whole of evangelicalism. Few today seem to think that it is even worth contending about the issue of baptismal regeneration. Few address this issue, showing that it doesn't really matter much to them. The blood of Jesus is no longer very precious to many professing Christians. In reality, this is a commentary on how little they value the blood of Jesus and the gospel of God's grace. Either one is saved by faith in Christ alone, or one is saved by faith plus baptism. It can't be both. In 1527, Martin Luther wrote in regard to Anabaptists, "Let everyone believe what he likes. If he is wrong, he will have punishment enough in hellfire." Well, end of quote. That's pretty clear. Remember, he's writing against the Anabaptists who rejected baptismal regeneration, rejected infant baptism, which Luther held to. There are various stripes of baptismal regeneration error represented across the spectrum of the big umbrella of Christendom. There are those who are overt, such as Roman Catholicism, Lutheranism, Church of Christ. Those who are more covert, that is, the Christian Church, Disciples of Christ of the Stone Campbell movement, and those who are fuzzy, for example, many covenant theologians. Daniel C. Lane wrote in BibSack years ago, quote, if salvation is by faith alone, it seems to be doublespeak to say that a sacrament, a physical ritual, is part of the process. These tensions within the Reformed doctrine of infant baptism result from the fact the Reformed theologians view baptism as a covenant seal. End of quote. Wherever infant baptism is found, it is invariably linked with heresy. The era of baptismal regeneration was introduced early in the church age. It is true that the New Testament scriptures closely associate salvation with baptism, and it is true that in the New Testament church era, there is no example of unbaptized believers. It was expected that if one was truly believing, they would identify with Christ in baptism. Believe and be baptized is the New Testament emphasis. While there are a few unclear texts, all with reasonable explanations, by the way, sound hermeneutics says that a clear text always takes precedence over an unclear text. Thus, the New Testament is replete with clear scriptures that emphatically refute baptismal regeneration. 5 airtight texts refuting baptismal regeneration. 1 Corinthians 1:17. In 1 Corinthians 1:17, Paul makes a clear distinction between baptism and the gospel, saying, quote, Christ did not send me to baptize. By the way, that's a very strange thing to say if baptism is necessary for salvation. Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel. The gospel is the good news to be believed, and it alone is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. Romans 1:16. Here Paul makes a clear distinction between baptism and the gospel. Number 2, the gospel of John. John is the gospel belief. He mentions some form of belief 98 times. His whole purpose in writing is so we might believe, John 20:31. John, although writing late in the apostolic era, 90 AD, never mentions New Testament church baptism. It's not the issue in how one gets saved. John wrote the whole Gospel of John for this very purpose, to show people how to get saved through believing in Christ. Never mentions New Testament church baptism. Strange if baptism is necessary for salvation. Number three, 1 Corinthians 15:3-4. Paul summarizes the gospel saying it is according to the Old Testament scriptures. Baptism is not part of this gospel found in the Old Testament. The gospel is solely the message about Christ, which when one believes, they're saved. Number four. Luke 23:42-43. The thief on the cross could do nothing other than look to Jesus in faith. And when he did, Christ instantly forgave him and promised him paradise. God shows no partiality, and it is totally consistent in how he saves people. The thief on the cross is the rule, not the exception. All who are ever saved are saved on the basis of God's grace through faith. And then Romans 4. Abraham is the premier example of saving faith in all the Bible. The testimony of Scripture is that Abraham, quote, believed in the Lord, and he accounted it, his believing, his faith, he accounted it to him for righteousness. Often circumcision is thought to correspond to baptism, in that both are outward signs of being in covenant relationship with God. However, Paul emphasized that righteousness was accounted to Abraham on the basis of faith alone before he was circumcised, Romans 4:9-12. Paul emphasizes that to, quote, him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness. What can wash away my sin? Nothing. But the blood of Jesus. Jesus alone is Savior. Believe it. Baptism indicated identification with the person and work of Christ. Didn't save, but rather served as an outward expression that a faith commitment to Christ had been made. Following the obedience of faith, baptism is to be the outward initial fruit of obedience that testifies to an inward saving faith. If one is unwilling to be obedient to this most basic command, it is questionable as to whether saving faith has taken place. Faith that is saving faith desires to obey and initially demonstrates this in the act of water baptism. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.